visiting with new Pleasantville head boys wrestling coach Michael Molnetz to preview these 2024-2025 wrestling season at Pleasantville. Coach, you want to just start off kind of talking to me a little bit about what this transition has been like for you, you know, heading into this head coaching role and, you know, if you've had experience in the past coaching wrestling.
Yeah. So, transitioning here, you know, working with Heath DeForest last year as he was the head coach and I was the assistant. He did a good job, kind of getting me, I think, prepped for this. It was a little sooner than I had anticipated, but, as far as moving forward, you know, I'm pretty excited about the season with the guys that we have this year. You know, we got a lot of returning wrestlers along with some new guys coming in. So I feel like things are going to be going pretty good. We've had two really good, solid practices so far this year.
Yeah, can you kind of highlight, too, you know, a few of your returners? You know, I know last year you guys sent, you know, sent four to state. A couple of those have since graduated, but can you highlight a couple key guys that you have coming back this season?
Sure. Yeah, we have one of our returning placers and a senior this year in Tommy Booth. So he's going to be a good, solid leader for us this year, along with returning placer Zane Molinix. He'll be a sophomore, but there again, he's a very good leader in our room. And then we have a couple other guys that are coming back that, you know, they had some really solid seasons. Carson Amons, and one of those, Dawson Schrader, those guys are going to be senior leaders this year. And we had a few other guys that were at districts, you know, just missed making the state tournament there. Tanner Booth, Owen Rule. So we'll have some good leadership there. Blake Rousen again, he's a third place guy at districts last year. Very solid, pretty tough guy and a good leader as well, on and off the mat.
You know, for you, what's the, you know, stepping in as new head coach, you know, do you feel like it'll be a little bit of a process, you know, kind of trying to feel out what your lineup's going to be this season and kind of feel for the room in general?
I feel like, you know, with these kids, like I said, they're young. I have coached some of these guys since they were in youth wrestling, so I've been with them through several other sports. Coached football this year, high school football with a few of these guys. So as far as the roster, you know, we've got a few weights where we may have a couple guys that we'll have to kind of maybe shuffle around, make sure we get the right guys in the right spot. But we should be pretty solid top to bottom. Don't think we'll have too many holes really at all this year.
Yeah, do you feel like you being an assistant in the past and like you said, you know, coaching football, knowing some of these guys, do you feel like that kind of works to your advantage a little bit that you, you know, you're not coming into this role as from a different school or completely blind of what's in front of you?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I've, you know, known these guys. I've been in the community for several years. So working with them through some club wrestling as well, coaching some AAU sanctions that we've had. So yeah, I feel like it's kind of an advantage maybe going into this year with knowing what we have and how things are going to look this year.
You know, people talk about how, you know, wrestling conditions a whole lot different than other, you know, other sports. And at Pleasantville, you know, a lot of those kids, they participate in several other sports. You know, is there a lot of kind of adjustment period, you know, this first part of the season and getting those kids into shape, you know, especially wrestling condition?
Yeah, I mean, it is. We talk about that as far as wrestling condition versus maybe football or any other sports like that. But pretty much what our philosophy or my philosophy is, you know, we go pretty high-paced practice, start to finish. So we're always conditioning throughout the whole time. So I feel like we should be looking pretty solid as far as our conditioning goes this year.
You know, Coach, kind of before we close a little bit, you know, Pleasantville's got such a tradition of great wrestling and, you know, a program also where a lot of the community and the fans supported and now a girls wrestling team where the community and fans support that too. You know, what's your hope as a new head coach to help kind of continue to carry on the good tradition of Pleasantville wrestling?
Yeah, it is. It is great tradition. I feel like, you know, we have a huge, huge support system here in Pleasantville. From our boosters to our community members, staff in the school, just support everywhere, you know, getting text messages, phone calls about, you know, good luck on the first day. So it's just huge huge to have that kind of support this year, and I hope that, you know, we'll have a few events at home that we can get a good attendance, which we've always done well there. You know, last year we were able to host districts. That would be great to do that again this year. I feel like that's just a huge advantage for our guys and for our community as well.
Well, thanks so much, Coach. We appreciate you taking the time, and, you know, best of luck this upcoming season.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. So looking forward to it.